Hi guys, I am doing Miss Tark's Ultra Sexy Music Questionnaire. I saw it several weeks ago now, and I've been meaning to do it because I do love music. So I'm excited. Let's get started. Choose one. I'm gonna need my top five favorite albums. Let me think. One of my all-time favorites. I love the Bare Naked Ladies, so I really love the I think it's Stunt is the name of the album. Where it's starts with 1 week. But that's one of the album like these are all albums that I've listened to so many times that like I can't listen to them out of order, so that's one of them. One of my next favorites is the album Is a Real Boy by Say Anything. They're one of my favorite bands, and I absolutely adore that album. Tea for the Tillerman by Cat Stevens is another one of my favorites. Tapestry by Carole King. I love Carole King. She's, oh, love her to death. And then I guess the fifth one, I'm trying to think. So many different ones I could pick. I'll probably. I love the Eagles, and so the first, like, CD that I had by them, it was their greatest hits, but it was their, like, first greatest hits that came out somewhat. Like relatively early, and so it was their earlier stuff. I think it was, I can't remember the years on it. It was like the early 70s, but that's one of my favorites as well. we used to have that CD where I worked, like in the back of the store, and so when I was working by myself, I would always put it in and listen to it like shamefully loudly. So yeah, first concert that I remember seeing. I think the first one that I remember seeing, I was young, I was like middle school. It was, maybe, I don't remember when that was, but I remember watching, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction concert. No, that couldn't have been the first. That, I mean, that, it's not, it's not like an idiot. That wasn't that long ago, but it was a pretty cool show because they had, a lot of different, like really cool, combinations of people. So I don't think this was the first one that I saw, but one of my favorite things to come out of one of those concerts was Fergie and the Rolling Stones, doing a cover of Gimme Shelter. That was really good. There's been a lot of different people that have been on there though, but yeah, that was one of the first things that I remember seeing and being like, oh, that's awesome. A song or a band that you used to love when you were younger. In middle school, I went through that like uncomfortable, like dark music phase, so I listened to a lot of Slipknot and a lot of Korn, and I look back and it was just, it's shameful and unfortunate, and I don't like to talk about that. Oh, I used to love it though. Just, oh, I listen to it now and I just cringe, and I'm like, oh my God, why? If I could tattoo a line from a song somewhere on my body, which lyric would it be and where would I put it? I don't know, I kind of have to think about this because a lot of the ones that I would pick would be from books. But there is. Oh, excuse me. Oh my goodness. I'm so sorry. A line from a Bare Naked Ladies song, and it's one of my favorite songs. It's The Old Apartment, and the line is, So the song basically, I don't know, I really like this song because it sounds like he's going back and harassing an ex at the apartment that they used to share. But from what I've read, it's about like how he hasn't broken up with someone. He's with the same person, but they're just going back to the place that they used to live together, but they've kind of moved on in their life, and how basically realizing that like things change once you leave them. But the line is, "She loves me and her body keeps me warm." Where he's basically talking about like why he shouldn't be as driven to go back to this place and how he's moved on. But I've always loved that line. I don't know, I could kind of see that going like on like ribs, like under my boob. sort of across my rib, like the two lines. And then another line that I've always loved, it's from a Cat Stevens song. It's, on the road to so much left to know, and I'm on the road to find out, which is kind of something that I like learning new things. Thought about putting that one, like behind my ear or like at the base of my neck, kind of somewhere up there. yeah, because that's, I guess behind the ear would make more sense. And then I guess like a funny one would be the Pink Floyd song. I can't remember the name of the song. It's Pink Floyd. I want to say it's Dark Side of the Moon. But it might, I can't remember the name of the song. That might be it. But the line is, I would hum it, but I think I'm tone deaf. The line is, "Got to keep the loonies on the path." That would be a cute one to put, like, on a foot. I don't know about my foot, because I don't know how I feel about foot tattoos, but that'd be clever, because I just really like that line. do I play any musical instruments? I do not. I played a brass instrument for 2 years in middle school, and it was a rough life. I did not play it well. Is there one thing that I want to take up learning? I've always kind of wanted to learn how to play the bass guitar, but I haven't had time or really a guitar. But if I was going to learn an instrument, it would be the bass guitar. I used to remember listening to Machine Head by Deep Purple, that whole album, and like really listening to the like guitar and bass and being like, that's cool, I want to do that. But yeah, is there a certain song that makes you horny without fail? Not really. No. I don't know, I used to remember, I remember, the first time that I heard, this was a while ago, this is like, this is before I was even in high school, it was, Theory of a Dead Man, before everyone was like, they're just another Nickelback. They have a song called Bad Girlfriend, who a guy at the time was like, listen to this, and, I don't know, it wasn't like horny, but it was like, I guess, like, oh, well, this is different. Yeah. but yeah, a song that everyone hates but you love. I don't know, one of my friends and I both love Rick Astley, the Never Gonna Give You Up. We listen to it in the car. We both sing along. I think it's a great song, but people seem to get really annoyed by it because, you know, Rick Rolling was a thing. A song that everyone loves but you hate. I really dislike U2, and I don't know why. I just really, really, really don't like their music. And so the radio station that I listened to a lot growing up, they always played them, and I was like, I hate, like, I would always change the station because I don't like U2. Sorry. nothing personal. I really don't. No, thank you. Yeah. If I starred in any musical of your choice, which character would you want to portray? I don't know musicals that well. Yeah, I'm gonna have to pass on this one because I don't know musicals. I feel like an idiot. But sorry. If I were an exotic dancer, what would be your go-to song to strip to? is funny. An exotic dancer. something I'm thinking something like real ratchet, like All Go to All Gold Everything by Trinidad James. Like something like that. Oh, that's a throwback. That was a great song. I don't know why we don't listen to it anymore, but yeah. if you were to record and release an album, what would be its title? Ooh. I don't know. Shit. This is a tough one. I think I'm just really bad at thinking, is what that actually means. Probably something like all over the place, because it's a phrase that I use somewhat frequently, but I feel like it accurately describes like my tastes and what I would be likely to produce. So, all over the place. is there a famous musician that you want to fuck? back in the day, like older pictures of Axl Rose from Guns N' Roses, yes, please. I remember like seeing a picture of him being like, "Oh, he did not age gracefully." They rarely do though. Dave Grohl, he seems really awesome. Max Bemis, who is the singer from Say Anything. yeah, not a whole lot, but there's a few. A few, yeah. so yes, I hope you've enjoyed listening. Thank you. And thank you for your lovely questions, Tark. This was a lot of fun.